Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 27th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and today we have the joy of looking out on a beautiful snowy day and a plethora of birds feeding right outside our home office window. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again we have prepared and now share a message that we hope will encourage you, regardless of when you may happen to be listening to us. Today's message is titled, Not Ashamed, and the scripture text is from Hebrews 2, verse 11.
Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
Have you ever been ashamed? Well, if you're made of the human frailties that are commonplace to all of us, there are things you've said, done, or thought that later made you ashamed of yourself.
Have you ever been ashamed of someone else? A family member? A close association? Or someone you esteemed as your leader? Well, I'm sure we can all relate to this familiar scenario as well.
Shame because of sin is a healthy response that will hopefully lead to confession, repentance, and a restored relationship with God. However, enduring shame, following genuine confession and repentance of sin, demonstrates our failure to recognize Christ's work in our lives and experiencing the glorious truth expressed in Romans 8, verse 1, which states, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Likewise, shame as a result of our associations can either be good or bad. If the shame is due to a feeling of superiority, its base is pride, and that's bad. If it's due to the recognition that bad company destroys good character, well, that's healthy.
But I rejoice today in a wonderful truth expressed in the daily verse we shared. It begins with this glorious phrase, Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. The one, of course, is Jesus Christ, who makes men holy. And those, that would be us, who are made holy, are in the same family. The basis is his finished work on the cross. The verse is so clear. He makes men holy. That is active. We are made holy. That's passive. There's no room for pride here, but rather a humble acceptance of what God has done by placing our faith in him. Our proper response includes a heart filled with thanksgiving to him for removing the scorn and shame that resulted from our sins. What a blessed truth.
So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. We may find it helpful to word this as wording like this. So Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers.
And I didn't put it in the written text today, but obviously the writer of Hebrews is not referring only to men here. We could say brothers and sisters. Have you placed your faith in Christ? Well, I'm not speaking of trying to live a moral life, going to church regularly, reading the Bible and other spiritual material, or hosts of other good things that stimulate spiritual growth, and we ought to be doing. But I'm speaking of placing your faith in the one who died for your sin. Here's a prayer I said many years ago and often reaffirm in my heart. In fact, I do so today.
Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died as a substitute for me. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life and choose this day to follow and to serve you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen.
Well, we welcome all of you to say this prayer with us today. Perhaps you've already done so. Say it from your heart. And we realize for many of you it will be merely an affirmation of previously expressed faith, perhaps faith first demonstrated many, many years ago. But we do pray for others. It just might be the first time. And if so, welcome to the family of God. And as far as the text portion of the message, I close today with a portion of a song, probably about 30 years old now, I believe written by Bill Gaither. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm part of the family of God. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are not going to share the customary prayer at the end because we actually had it within the content of our message today. Is something you want to share, Brooksine?
Well, as we were sharing our message today, I just immediately pictured Peter and the terrible shame he felt in his heart after he had denied Christ not just once, but three times. And it drove him to despair initially, but it eventually also brought him to Jesus, and how wonderful that Jesus looked upon him in love and compassion and was so interested that he get his heart right and be cleansed of such shame and such behavior that, you know, is reprehensible later on looking back, and we can identify with that as well.
Amen. What a joy to be forgiven and to know that God is not ashamed to call us his children. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, January 27th, 2009. If you're on the website today, that message is posted, but we place a new message up each weekday, so we always share the date so you can use the previous message feature to go back to this message if you want to read it. We do have a beautiful photo up today, a photo taken right outside of our side window, south side of our home, and some beautiful evergreen trees that I enjoy seeing covered with snow. I've shared this view several times, and I really never get tired of it. We're actually looking out, though, from our office, the north side of our home office. Also have a couple of songs today. One is that song that states I'm part of the family of God, a Bill Gaither song. And it's kind of neat because the video that I use shares the background story to that song that I was not familiar with. Also have a song up today that's called Amazing Love. And it's a song that speaks of how we're accepted, we're forgiven. Also believe I'm going to add a song today that came to mind as I said the prayer today, in fact, the salvation prayer regarding choosing to serve Christ day by day. Well, thank you for joining us today. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful to Christ and rejoice that he is not ashamed to call us his children.